Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you'll get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about my top Rolex watch picks to own. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey watch fans, it's Amit Dave Honda and welcome to my podcast. On today's episode, I want to talk about my top Rolex watch picks to own. I wanted to take the opportunity and let you know, because so many people, you know, they buy Rolexes, and listen, it's all individual preference. You have to buy what you like, definitely. But as you start amassing a collection, you know, I personally, and I'm going to reiterate this, and I'm sorry if I'm beating this to death this point, but at some point, if you're a savvy watch collector, you will arrive at this destination. This is the destination I've been in actually from the very beginning. My focus was on getting watches with value. Because, you know, you change your mind as a guy, like, you know, you got to look at these things like they're handbags for men, right? It's the equivalent, like a watch is the equivalent of what a handbag is for a woman, a watch is for men. And you get sick of certain things, you want to trade, you want to upgrade, you want to sell, you want to, whatever you want to do in life, especially with a watch, I think it's important to have value. And it's important that, you know, when you buy it, you know that, God forbid anything happens, you'll get value out of it, or you'll get as much money as possible for it. It's not the only reason to buy a watch, but I think it's an important one. So without further ado, I want to tell you what my top watch pick, Rolex watch picks to own are. One is the new Air King. The new Air King came out this year. It's reference 116900. This watch is 40 millimeters in size. It's $6,200 retail, which is basically their entry-level price point. I started my life with a Rolex Air King back when I was almost, I would say when I was about 19, 20 years old. I'll never forget. You know, it was a watch that retail was $2,200 at that time. I was super young. You know, I felt like I arrived. I felt like I had succeeded. I felt like I had done some, even though I was so young and it hadn't even started my life yet. I just felt like in the watch realm, because I had owned watches before, Movados and Casios and Seikos and Pulsars and, you know, decent brands, but nothing to write home about, and Swatch watches. But Rolex was that feeling of arriving, and the Air King was the one that really, for me, solidified and started my obsession with watches, for real mechanical watches. You know, it was 34 millimeters at that time. It was a black dial, three-handed, no date. And in fact, I think that also, the Air King kind of ruined me as well. It's so simple. And no matter how many watches I've owned, I gravitate towards, you know, I'm even getting simpler as I'm getting older. I like two-handed watches. I don't even like a second hand. But it's a three-handed watch. What more do you need? Hours, minutes, seconds. But this year was a, you know, what they did to the Air King was a masterpiece. They put it in a 40 millimeter case. It's the same case as the Rolex Milgauss. So the movement is protected by a soft iron core. It's anti-magnetic. It's the first time Rolex ever did a 369 dial along with a, you know, these digitized sort of numerals, you know, that almost measured like a speedometer. If you look at it, like five, you know, it just really well laid out. Big white digitized numbers in between the 369, and it glows really well at night. It's also the first time Rolex has used this particular logo underneath the upside-down triangle at the you know, at the 12 o'clock position, there's the Rolex crown in gold, and underneath that, the Rolex writing is in green. And then there's a green second hand, like a lollipop second hand, which is very, very cool, which is also tipped with luminescence. The Mercedes hands are luminescent. It's just a really well-made watch. It's a really good watch to own. It's becoming increasingly hard to get, and the price point is right at $6,200. Everybody wants one. It's a masterpiece in my mind, and you know, I don't have enough good things to say about it. The contrast is unbelievable. The fit's amazing. It's solid in its construction, and it's accurate. I mean, it's plus or minus 2 seconds a day. That's like quartz-like accuracy. The second watch that I would, you know, my pick for top Rolex picks to own would be the Rolex Submariner No Date Reference 114060. I've also owned this watch as well. I mean, I haven't owned the Air King yet, but my friend has it. He lets me wear it. It's an amazing piece. But my second pick would be the Rolex Submariner No Date, which I have owned. Retail is $7,500. It's the most recognizable professional diver's watch in history. Most watch brands that make a professional diver's watch either copy this watch to the letter or use it as a basis of inspiration. Usually people who buy the Submariner purchase the one with a date. If you look at the earliest Submariners from history, they were made without dates. In my opinion, the Rolex Submariner with date is an eyesore. The bubble over the 3 o'clock position breaks up the symmetry of the dial, and it looks very pedestrian. The Submariner No Date is not as common and has a crazy coolness factor, and it's closer to the originals from the 50s, you know, like in that sense, even though Rolex is a very modern brand. But I purchased this watch and actually gave it to my father, and you know what? He'd never wore anything bigger than a 36 millimeter, and at 40 millimeters, he loves it, and I can't imagine, I don't think he can imagine wearing anything smaller. This also has an in-house movement, incredible visibility at night, very clean. It doesn't have a date, which I love, and it's like an amazing like tool watch, you know. It's just very reliable, and it's got a black ceramic bezel. It's got a phenomenal bracelet and clasp, and it's just, yeah, it's a really phenomenal piece. If you want the Submariner and you don't want to, you know, you want to spend under, you know, under $8,000, this is the way to go, for sure. The third one I like is, you know, the GMT Master. In my article, I have the blue-black one, you know, in the picture, I have that one listed, but I actually really like the black-on-black. I mean, that's where where I gravitate towards. It's a phenomenal piece, the black-on-black, and, it's reference number 116710LN. It's $8,450 retail. It's, you know, I will say, it's probably Rolex's most elegant sports watch that they make. It's their most useful complication of a dual time zone. It was originally made for pilots in the 50s, the GMT Master. This is a GMT Master 2. It has a black ceramic bezel. It's got polished links in the middle. It's got an oyster bracelet. It's just a really, really versatile watch. It has more elegance than a Submariner, and you know, from a distance, people may think it's the same, but it's very, very different. It's got a green GMT hand with an arrow. Great visibility at night. Very accurate. Just a great watch to travel with. And, you know, it's still water resistant. I mean, it's water resistant to 100 meters. So you can swim with it, dive with it, enjoy it. Put it on a rubber strap. Put it on a NATO strap as well. Totally change the look of your watch. Totally love it. Dig it. The reference 116710 BLNR, which is the day-night version, which came out in 2013. This watch retails for $8,950. It's got the blue-black. At first, I didn't like it. You know, as soon as you see something new, your first thing is to want to criticize it. I wasn't sure I felt with my initial reaction, but as time went on, I've grown to love it, and so has the rest of the watch collecting world. It's become highly sought after, collectible, and cool. It's affectionately known in watch circles as the Bruiser or the Batman. It retails for $8,950. It's always sold out at stores and boutiques, and it will probably hold its value better than any other regular Rolex professional sports model. So I highly recommend. The day night is a nice touch. It's that pop of color. The arrow hand on this one is not green, it's blue. And the bezel is made up of, you know, it's ceramic and half is blue and half is black, which is really nice. Elegant again, and it captures your interest with the color, the blue color. It also has the polished links in the middle. It's $500 more than the all black. You know what? I mean, yeah, it's not really that much money. You know, some like this one, some like the black one. But, you know, on one hand, you have the all black one you can find and get a slight discount. This one you have to pay full retail if you're lucky enough to find one. Personally, I don't think the $500 is worth it, you know, just for the color change. But at the same time, you know, when I weigh out the options and I'm like, wow, this one holds its value better, it's a really tough call, but they're both equally nice. I love them both. The last one I would say for me is the Rolex James Cameron Deep Blue Deep Sea Reference 116660 DBL. This retails for $12,350. It's a special edition model that was released in August to commemorate James Cameron's courageous solo descent into the deepest part of the Mariana Trenches. It's become the holy grail of ultimate divers watches to own. It's 40 millimeters in construction. It's constructed out of stainless steel. It's water resistant to 3,900 meters or 12,800 feet. It has a blue-black dial like the color of the ocean with deep sea written in green, which was the color of James Cameron's vessel. Some retailers are lucky if they get one a year. They have a list of over 100 people who want this watch at any given time. It's not numbered or limited, but it's a specialty piece to own for the future. It's $300 more than the regular Deep Sea, which is $12,050. At its highest point, it was commanding almost $15K. You can still find it going for over retail on certain websites and from private individuals. Not only is it collectible, it's wearable and big. And I know the watch world feels that the Deep Sea is top heavy and has too narrow a bracelet, but I don't care when it comes to the James Cameron Deep Sea. This is a cross between a Submariner and a GMT Master, and you know, day night, and the way it looks. Those who want the big Panerai diver's watch look but want something even cooler, this watch is the one. If you fit it on a rubber B strap, you're good to go. If you're lucky enough to find any of these watches, with the exception of the black GMT Master, you will definitely pay full retail. They're not the most expensive watches that Rolex makes, but I think they're the most useful, elegant, and masculine watches that Rolex manufactures. The James Cameron Deep Sea is, you know, the biggest out of all of them. All the other watches are definitely 40 millimeters in size across the board. The James Cameron's the only one that's 44. The rest are 40 millimeters. There is one that I forgot to mention. It's an incredibly cool watch. I like it a lot, actually. It's the Rolex Sea Dweller 4000 came back a couple of years back, and it's amazing. You know, that's another one. It does have a date. It doesn't have a bubble over the date. It looks like a Submariner, definitely from a distance, but the nice thing is it doesn't have that bubble, and it's very water-resistant, you know, and it's one of those watches that people covet, they want to own. It's a little bit, it's more subtle, you know, like, everyone's got a Submariner with a date. This is a Submariner on steroids with a date, but without a bubble. So that's, you know, I will say that's the only one I forgot to mention, especially for a guy, like, I think, you know, we've ticked all the boxes here. If you want definitely something more elegant than any of these, there are the Milgausses, there are the Datejusts, the bigger Datejusts, the Datejust 2s, but for the most part, these are the watches I have mentioned are the watches to own, the watches that everybody wants, the watches that have respect, the watches that anyone who knows Rolex will, you know, like, they'll nod with respect if you wear any of these watches, for sure. The average person has no clue what they are. They just think, oh, it's a Rolex, you know, but these are, I think, the most thoughtful Rolexes you can wear. And they're not, again, they're not the most expensive. But yeah, you'd really be lucky to find any of these. You know, the black on black GMT is definitely easier to find than all of these, but for sure, these are the ones that you want to focus on if you're getting into collecting Rolexes and you want something with value and you want to be able to wear it at the same time. Enjoy it, wear it, use it, and God forbid if you have to sell it or if you want to trade it, you're not going to get screwed you're not going to lose your shirt on these watches, you know. Most watches, I mean, Rolex hold their value 50% most of the time. You know, these, you know, hold their value a lot better, for sure. The Eric King is definitely new, so it's hard to say what it's going to do. But judging by, you know, this was released sometime in the summer, and it's still impossible to get. It's still really hard to get. You know, everyone wants it. So, you know, and God knows when Rolex has their price increase, whenever that may be. It's been 4 years. We haven't seen a price increase, which is, you know, very rare for Rolex. But, you know, these have been, you know, very challenging times up and down. And Rolex will never lower their prices. They'll only go up or stay where they're at. So, but definitely, if you have any questions, I'm available for consultation. I do charge a fee. You can check that out on my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. There's a services tab at the top. It's the third one. It explains what I charge. And if you do consult my services, I will use that fee towards the purchase of a watch within a year. So if you decide you want to purchase a watch through me, I will use that fee and apply it towards the purchase of the watch that you want to purchase. If you don't, that is my fee for my time. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Do yourself a favor, go get one. It's so cheap. It's your watch, after you use it, your watch will literally look new. It will turn things into a polished or mirrored finish. So if your watch has any polished surfaces on it or mirrored surfaces, you definitely want to use it on that. And the parts that are brushed, you want to cover up with tape so it doesn't, you know, affect that area. But definitely, and for a limited time, when you go to www.capecodpolish.com, at checkout, enter the promo code WATCH and receive free shipping for a limited time. They've been incredible to me, and honestly, it's a really, really good product, and I've been using it for a very long time, so I definitely stick by it for sure. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at AmitDevHonda. You can definitely sign up for my weekly newsletter as well. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.